Introducing today's contestants. A voiceover actor and realtor from Tarzana, California, Devin Cromwell. A behavioral genetics researcher, originally from Portland, Oregon, Amanda Barkley Levinson. And our returning champion, a policy intern from Las Vegas, Nevada, Braden Smith, whose 3 days cash winnings total $93,800. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to begin today's program by asking the same question I asked at the end of yesterday's show. Will today be the day that Braden gets to go over $100,000? Amanda and Devin will have something to say about that, I'm sure. Good luck, players. Here we go. Let's take a look at the categories, shall we? Starting off with states by county. Next, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a whole category devoted to the late justice. Donating their winnings, moving, yacht rock, and final, R-E. R-E coming up at the end of each correct response. Champ, off you go.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 1,000.
Ginsburg said of this fellow New Yorker and justice on the opposite side of the judicial spectrum, "We were best buddies." Braden.
Who is Scalia?
Yes.
800, Ginsburg.
Answer. Bailey Devin. You are consistent.
1,000.
All right. Here is the clue. Ruth began law school at Harvard, but transferred to this New York City school where she became the first female tenured professor.
What is Columbia?
You picked the right school. You have $2,000.
States by county for 600.
Autauga, Coosa, Talladega. Devin.
What is Alabama?
Right.
Yacht Rock 200.
Mike Campbell wrote the music for Boys of Summer, working on a Tom Petty album, but gave it to this eagle who penned the lyrics, flying solo. Devin?
Who is Don Henley?
He's the one.
Yacht Rock 400.
Adding music to a personal ad, Rupert Holmes began, "If you like these cocktails," and getting caught in the rain. Braden?
What are pina coladas?
Yep.
Ginsburg 600.
As director of the Women's Rights Project for this union, Ruth argued cases on gender equality before the Supreme Court. Braden?
What's the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union?
Yes.
Okay. Donating their winnings for 1,000.
After winning the Nobel Peace Prize in 1952, this German missionary built new huts for leprosy patients in Africa. Braden?
Who is Schweitzer?
Albert Schweitzer, correct.
Donating their winnings, 800.
After winning the 2014 World Cup, German soccer star Mesut Ozil paid for the surgeries of 23 children in this host country.
What is Brazil?
Yes.
600, donating their winnings.
A newspaper in this city won a Pulitzer for covering the Tree of Life synagogue shooting and gave the prize money for rebuilding. Amanda.
What is Pittsburgh?
That's the city.
States by county for 200.
Kern, Imperial, Lassen. Braden.
What is New York?
No. Devin.
What is California?
Correct.
Yacht Rock for 1,000.
Jennifer Holliday sang backup on "I Want to Know What Love Is" by this band. Great band. Foreigner. Devin.
Yacht Rock for 800.
After taking it to the streets, these musical siblings set sail with "What a Fool Believes." The siblings are the Doobie Brothers. Devin, back to you.
States for 1,000.
Mesa, Cheyenne, Pueblo. Devin.
What is Arizona?
No. Amanda.
What is Wyoming?
No. Correct response? The state is Colorado. Devin, back to you.
States for 800.
Skagit, Pacific, Snohomish. Devin.
What is Washington?
Yes.
Final RE for 600.
The way you hold your body. As a verb, it can mean to adopt a blustering attitude. Amanda?
What is posture?
Posture. That correct response takes you out of the hole. Takes us into our first commercial break. Back in a moment. Devin Cromwell is a voiceover actor from Tarzana, California, who by his own admission takes a great deal of pride in doing mediocre impressions of famous people. Give me some examples. What are we talking about?
Well, thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me here today on the show. I'm really excited to be here on Jeopardy! Yay!
That's one of the best Bogarts I've ever heard in my life.
Got it. Got it in one.
Way to go.
Thanks.
All right. Amanda Barkley Levinson, originally from Oregon. What's this about you being able to fall asleep anytime, anywhere?
It is a unique gift, and I actually one time fell asleep during a concert I was performing in. But I was very jet-lagged, to be fair.
Well, don't do it on our program today.
I will try not to.
Okay, we keep introducing Braden Smith as a policy intern from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's only 24 years old, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who are regular fans of the program will recall the other very good player named James Holzhauer from Las Vegas. And Braden, I wonder if you were inspired at all by his performances as a champion on Jeopardy.
No, he's great. He's his mastery of the game and all its aspects is really incredible.
And he has a very philanthropic side also. Let's get back into it. Amanda has command of the board right now. So go ahead and make a selection.
Final RE for 800.
Before you leave our website, would you mind taking a brief one of these to help us improve our customer experience? Braden.
What is a questionnaire?
That's right.
1,000 for RE.
Calmness and coolness under pressure. Some keep it and some lose it. Braden.
What is composure?
Correct.
Moving for 800.
A hump strap is a key piece of equipment in moving this, though Laurel and Hardy didn't use one when they moved theirs. Devin.
What is a piano?
Yeah.
Moving for 1,000.
BOL is short for this. Basically, a customer's itemized contract with a moving company. And the BOL stands for Bill of Lading. Devin.
Yacht Rock 600.
Let's ride like the wind to this alliterative artist who gave us the perfect for the category sailing, a number one hit in 1980. Sailing Christopher Cross. Devin.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg 400.
Ginsburg rather enjoyed this hip-hop nickname she got from a Tumblr blog. Amanda?
What is the notorious RBG?
Yes.
Final RE for 400.
Four-letter monster that eats humans. Braden.
What's an ogre?
Yeah.
Ginsburg 200.
Always in style, Justice Ginsburg was famous for wearing Descent V's. A famous one came from Banana Republic. Amanda.
What is a Descent collar?
Good.
Moving for 600.
Some companies charge per stair, so you'll pay dearly to move into a New York City fifth floor this, meaning there's no elevator. Devin?
What is a walk-up?
Good.
States by County 400.
Winnebago, Champaign, Fayette. Braden?
What is Illinois?
Good, less than a minute now.
Donating the winnings 400?
Texas Border Patrol officers won a chili cook-off in 2020 and gave the winnings to this group that realizes the dreams of sick kids. Amanda.
What is the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Yes.
Moving for 400.
Online advice from United Van Lines and Beacons says to pack these in small boxes. They'll get heavy real fast. Amanda.
What are books?
Books, yeah.
Moving for 200.
$2 a day was the price when this trailer rental company was founded at the tail end of World War II. Braden.
What is U-Haul?
Yeah.
RE 200.
This time means when the plane leaves the gate, not when it takes off. Devin.
What is departure?
Right. Now the last clue. After winning a 2020 tennis tourney in Auckland, Serena Williams donated her winnings to those affected by this nearby disaster. Braden?
What are the Australian fires?
Yes. And that bumps you up to 7,600. Amanda, though, going first in Double Jeopardy when we come back. I'm sure Devin and Amanda are feeling a lot more relaxed now after that first round, but Amanda, you're picking first, and here are the categories for your selection. Chinese history, four-letter films, that sounds easy, literature, biology, money makes the world go round, and finally, in excelsis Deo. Each correct response will be made up of some of the letters or all of the letters of in excelsis Deo. Where do you like to start?
Biology for 1,200.
Considering it's about 7 feet up from its heart to its brain, this mammal's normal blood pressure is about 280 over 180. Devin.
What is the giraffe?
Good.
Money makes the world go round, 800.
This country that borders Sierra Leone and the Ivory Coast uses its own dollar as its currency. Braden.
What is Liberia?
Yes.
Four-letter films, 1600.
Directed by Scorsese, this book-based film tells of an orphan who lives in a Paris train station and maintains its clocks. Braden.
What is Hugo?
Yes.
Films, 2000.
This 2013 film opens with Ashton Kutcher in the title role, introducing the iPod. Braden.
What is Jobs?
Yes.
Films, 1200.
Angelina Jolie is a CIA agent on the run after she's accused of being a Russian spy in this film. Amanda.
What is Salt?
Right.
Literature for 1600.
Henry Fielding said, Colley Cibber, who held this official literary post, was guilty of high crimes against the English language. Braden.
What is Poet Laureate?
Yes.
Literature 2000.
This playwright's The Children's Hour was inspired by a real case suggested by Dashiell Hammett. Braden.
Who is Hellman?
Lillian Hellman, correct.
Literature 1200.
This author's last finished work wasn't an adventure story, but the Grand Dictionnaire de Cuisine, published after his 1870 death. Braden.
Who is Jules Verne?
No. Amanda or Devin? Who is Alexander Dumas? Back to you, Braden.
Money makes the world go around, 2000.
The only remaining currency in Europe still named the franc. The Swiss franc is used by Switzerland and this country. Devin.
What is Monaco?
No. Braden.
What is Luxembourg?
Nope. Amanda.
What is Liechtenstein?
Yes.
Biology for 1600.
From the Greek for to join, it's the cell formed by the joining of a male and a female gamete. Amanda.
What is a zygote?
Yes.
Biology for 800.
Answer there, the Daily Double, and you found it before our champion, Braden. That's a good sign.
I will wager 3,000.
Three it is. As exhibited by many turtles, TSD is the determination of sex by this environmental factor that affects the eggs.
What is temperature?
Temperature, yes. 9,400 for you.
Biology for 2,000.
During this 13-letter process, plants lose water in the form of vapor escaping through their leaves. Braden.
What is transpiration?
Good.
Chinese history, 2000.
A 1900 rebellion was settled by this same named protocol in which China paid $330 million and executed some officials. And that would be the Boxer Protocol, yes.
Braden? 1600 Chinese history.
Only a few thousand of the roughly 100,000 communists survived the trek begun in 1934 and called this. Devin.
What is the Great March?
No. Nope. Braden.
What's the Long March?
The Long March, yes.
Chinese history, 1200.
In the late 19th century, China was dominated by Cu Shi, known as this empress, the widow of an emperor. She was known as the Dowager Empress. Back to you, Braden.
Money, 1600.
From the Latin for every 10, it's the currency of several countries, including Jordan and Algeria. Amanda.
What is the dinar?
Dinar, yes.
Biology for 400.
By definition, an aerobe is an organism that lives only in the presence of this element. Braden.
What is oxygen?
Yep.
Money, 1200.
Answer there. The other Daily Double. Well, you were bound to find at least one.
5,000.
Five it is. A monetary unit called the Balboa is used in this country, nicknamed the Crossroads of the World.
What is Turkey?
No, you're in the wrong part of the world. What is Panama? Panama, the Balboa. All right, you're still in the lead.
In Excelsis Deo, 2000.
Term for a very old manuscript volume of the scriptures. Braden.
What's a codex?
Yes.
1600 Deo.
The IRS says this type of tax is on specific goods or activities, like gambling. Amanda.
Was an excise tax?
That's right.
Literature for 800.
In a Jane Austen novel, Northanger is this title type of structure that Catherine wants to be exciting, but turns out to be dull. Amanda?
What is an abbey?
Right.
In Excelsis Deo 1200.
Type of shrub, also preceding ide or gin. Devin?
What is slow?
S-L-O-E, correct.
Four-letter films, 800.
Young Miguel meets up with some of his ancestors in the Land of the Dead in this Disney Pixar film. Braden?
What is Coco?
Right.
Deo 800.
This type of engine uses compression ignition. And that would be a diesel with less than a minute to go, Braden.
China 800.
More than just big on vases, this ruling dynasty really elevated the architecture of the imperial palace in the Forbidden City. Braden?
What is the Ming Dynasty?
That's it.
Films 4.
In this family favorite, a little pig goes a long way. Amanda?
What is Babe?
Right.
Literature for 400.
The lead character of this 2008 novel owes her last name to the heroine Bathsheba Everdeen in Far From the Madding Crowd. Amanda?
What is The Hunger Games?
Yes.
Money for 400.
The Seychelles, Mauritius, and India all have a unit of currency named this. Braden?
What's the rupee?
Rupee, yes.
China, 4.
World Book says this protected China from minor attacks, but provided little defense against a major invasion. Braden?
What's the Great Wall?
You are correct again, and now the last clue, in Excelsis Deo. It's the mother, a rich supply of ore. Braden?
What's a load?
Load, L-O-D-E, right. And that gives you a $2,000 lead over Amanda. The first time it has not been a runaway for you. Devin's still alive with his $1,200. Here comes Final Jeopardy to wrap up the week. Innovations. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? You'll see when we reveal the clip.
A wedding groom is revealed to have been raised by these canine carnivores on a Geico commercial. What are wolves? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Interesting category for final today, innovations. Interesting clue as well. Here it is. This company takes credit for inventing modern gift wrap, dating to its sale of fancy decorated envelope linings at Christmas in 1917. 30 seconds. Good luck. Right season for it. Devin, we come to you first. You had 1200. What did you write down as your response? What is Hallmark? You, sir, are correct. And you will add nothing. You'll remain at 1200. Let's go to the middle now to Amanda. She had 14,200. Her response was incorrect. 3M. What did she lose? 11,000, dropping her down to 3200. Over to Braden. 16,200. He's already won over $93,000. He's not going to add to that today, or is he? The response is incorrect. The wager, 12,201. It leaves him with 3,999. He remains champion and now has a four-day total of 97,799. He didn't make it to the $100,000 mark. He'll have to do that on Monday, if he does it at all. See you then. Have a good, safe weekend.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by
Prevagen. Your brain changes as you get older, but Prevagen helps your brain. In clinical trials, Prevagen improved short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Are you ready to tone? Well, let's.
Get Richard Simmons' Chia Pet and your favorite painter, Bob Ross Chia Pet.
Fantastic.
And don't forget the adorable hedgehog and llama Chia Pets.
Always make you happy.
Chia Pets, the gift that grows.
Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. Insult to injury. Vandals strike a D.C. restaurant. Now no indoor dining. The frustrated manager speaks out.
The biggest weather maker this week could be on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We'll see you right here at 11 with the details.
Thinking about buying a puppy for Christmas? 7 on Your Side shares the holiday do's and don'ts for pet gifting. Plus, experts share tips to find the perfect puppy for your family. Monday on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, followed by Good Morning America. A green light for Moderna? ABC 7's On Vaccine Watch at 11.